Chap returned and stared hard at Wes, as if his eyebrows and wrinkles could somehow deliver a crucial message. In the brief hesitation, Trevor rushed in. "I think it's worth $1 million. It could be my last case. You're asking me to divulge confidential client information, a rather egregious act for a lawyer. It would get me disbarred in an instant."
"Our client will pay $1 million, Chap said.
And Trevor laughed. He couldn't help it. He cackled as if he'd just heard the perfect punchline. And across the street in the rental, they laughed because Trevor was laughing. Trevor managed to arrange a lawyerly frown, a little embarrassed that he'd reacted so unprofessionally. He was about to say something important when three sharp raps on glass came from the front.
"Oh, yes," he said.
"That would be the coffee."
"How much does she know?"
Wes asked. "She's as dumb as a rock," Trevor said happily.
"She's gotta go," Chap said. "Permanently. It's part of the deal. We have a lot to discuss, and we don't want her around."
Trevor walked slowly down the hall, scratching his head, searching for words. He came face to face with her through the window of the front door.
"Open up," she growled. "This coffee is hot."
"I want you to go home," he said.
"Why?"
"Because, well, Words failed him for a second. Then he thought of the money.
"Because you're fired," he yelled,
loud enough for his new pals in the back to hear.
"You son of a bitch! I stick with you for 8 years making minimum wage, then you finally get the big case and you fire me? Is that what you're doing, Trevor?"
"Something like that. Now leave."
"Open the door, you little coward."
"Leave, Jan.
Not until I get my things.
Come back tomorrow. I'm meeting with Mr. Newman." With that, Trevor took a step back. When she saw he wasn't opening the door, she lost it.
"You son of a bitch!"
she screamed even louder. She stormed away, red-faced and cursing, and took a few steps until a rock caught her attention. It was a remnant of a long-forgotten, low-budget landscaping project he had once okayed at her insistence. She grabbed it, gritted her teeth, cursed some more, then launched it toward the door. Wes and Chap had done a masterful job of playing it straight, but when the rock crashed through the door window, they couldn't help but laugh. Trevor yelled,
"You crazy bitch!"
They laughed again and looked away from each other, trying gamely to tighten up. Silence followed. Peace had broken out in and around the reception area. Trevor appeared in the doorway of his office, unscathed, no visible injuries.
"Sorry about that," he said softly and went to his chair.
"You okay?" Chap asked.
"Sure, no problem. How about plain coffee?" he asked Wes.